Monday, March 26, 2018, Dakota County Board of Equalization meeting at 3 o'clock, Dakota County Board of Commissioner meeting at 3:02.
Order the Board of Equalization meeting. We're going to start with the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
A copy of the Open Meetings Act is posted there on the west wall near the entrance of the county board meeting. Want to approve the consent agenda items. Approve the previous minutes from February 12th of 2018.
Okay. We need to take roll call also.
We'll round it all
up. Roll call. Kevin is absent. Marty?
Yep.
Bill?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
And Tony is absent.
Can I make a motion to excuse Kevin and Tony from the meeting?
Second.
Marty?
Yep.
Bill?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, that's a big agenda. Wow, it's bigger than the... All right.
All right. A, Robert Giese, Treasurer, requesting approval the exemption of motor vehicle taxes to Heartland Counseling for vehicles that they use in... there are three vehicles, the way it looks?
Yes. That's the same thing that we do for...
we just
I want to say Goldenrod, but it's not...
Like Goldenrod. Haven House or...
Yeah. And they used to do it, and they quit doing it, so they must have had a change in who's asking for that. So it's the same thing that we do for that other entity that we come for every year.
I want to be exempt.
Yeah.
Which makes sense. I mean, obviously, they're Heartland Counseling. I mean, yes.
And we have done it for them in the past.
Right, right, right. It's a formality. Okay. I'm going to make a motion to approve. They're requesting the approval for exemption of the motor vehicle taxes for Heartland Counseling. And there's three vehicles. I don't know if you need me to talk about the vehicles and the VIN numbers.
There's eight.
There is eight.
No, that's my bad.
Yeah. Okay. So we got a 2016 Impala. We got a 2016 Dodge Caravan. We got a 2015 Chevy Impala. A 2011 Buick. Looks like that should be a Lucerne. I guess I don't know what that is. 2011 Chrysler 200, a 2008 Toyota, and a 2005 Ford Taurus, and a 2005 Ford Taurus. Two Ford Tauruses. So there's the eight for exemption. That's my motion.
I will second that.
Scott?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Bill?
Yes.
All right, be here the...
Let's make a motion to approve those minutes one more time.
Approve the minutes. Okay. I also would like to make a motion to approve the minutes from February 12th, 2018.
So moved. Second. We're on it, aren't we, Billy?
We are.
We are on it.
Marty?
Yep.
Bill?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
All right. B... be Jeff Curry, assessor, to present all real property that for any reason was omitted from the assessment roll for the current year, any former year, requesting board approval said parcel.
I seen what they charged us to go out and appraise that place. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's with a break.
Wow.
Yeah.
What should it have been?
Closer to 12.
It was like $7,800 or $7,700?
Seven. They're usually around 12 for an industrial van size.
We already have a copy of this. Well, this
turn
is good.
It on the back.
Which place did you get?
What's that?
Which place did
you get? Oh, that one is. Which one? Or is that the Richardson Milling one, Scott?
Yeah.
I think Bill, I gave you one.
That's him.
I think we're going to be on the back side of that page.
Oh, right. Is it?
Oh, yeah.
I think they were going to pay $15 for theirs, but they had some guy out of Minneapolis or something. We tried to share the cost with them. I told them, you know, if we could agree on the appraiser, that we would share the cost and just go with what the appraisal came out to, and they wanted nothing to do with it. I'm like, really? So you want to write your own check? Then ours was part of our reappraisal budget anyway, so that was good. But the page we're looking at now for what Marty just brought up is the back page of that. There's a page with my name on it, this side here. The first two, I think, are going to end up being negotiations at a later date, so I think I'm just going to skip those and then jump right into number three. And this is Dennis McMonigle here in Dakota City. He has his building for the trucks there. They finalized his building permit, so it didn't roll. We have him at $225,960, but completed it was $242,735. So that's what it should have been. So we needed to put that back on. So that one we call omitted, and it was basically just the completion percentage. It was pretty small. The next one was a similar thing, but for a residential property over on Missouri View. The house was done. We finalized the building permit. And for some reason, the additional hundred and some thousand didn't roll over. So it stayed at $73,340 when it should be $183,400.
Is that a new construction?
Yeah, new house. Yeah, just sold for $199,000, so we're right in the range. So
tell me the range again. 90%?
92 to 100.
92 to 100.
Yeah, they used to be like 102 or 103, but they cut us back. Can't go over 100 anymore. The next one is ag, and that was actually, they put a burn house out there, Jessens did, and everything rolled but the new house, which was $207,000. So it goes from $418,065 up to $625,905 on that one. And then here in South Sioux over on Regency Court, Denny had a couple of amendments done in his record during a review process and field pickup. So last year it was $217,000. He was supposed to roll to $228,000 this year. For some reason, his did not come over. Just the working file got stuck, so we had to get that corrected. And then the next six are all going to be, it's Riverfront Apartments, and then we got Villas, and then Villas 2, South Sioux City NE, which is Liberty Place, Cherry Ridge, and Canterbury Village. Those six are our low-income people. They turn their paperwork into the state, then they send it to us. Well, we didn't get our stuff till late, so we didn't get them reviewed and rolled until after we had to be done. So the numbers you're going to see on that are all the new numbers. So you can see what was on there. We left what was on there last year just to have a value in there. And then with their new income statements, the 2018 on the right is what their new value is going to be. And all of them are dropping. They're getting better at hiding expenses in their statements. So they did pass new legislation. So next year, I think we're going to try this. We got a couple that I think kind of abuse it a little bit. But there's some time in, I think it's February, where I can present to this board if I think somebody's expenses are out of line. Present to this board, and this board can write a letter to Turk, and then we can present to Turk, and if they agree with us, then we can put any value on it we want. We don't have to follow the statute. So I think next year we're going to do that, because we got a couple that are just getting 15-20% higher than everybody else, and that's on a 5-year average, so they're getting a little out of line. But these are the omitted. A couple of them I had checked as omitted and clerical because the system, just like snagged, it does stick. Those working files, sometimes when you roll 6,000 at a time, some don't go. So you got to run a compare, and it's a pain. So it's a little bit of both. But all of them would have been numbers omitted from our tax roll or from the first abstract.
So do you want approval of number one and two?
No, I think we should wait because they're both going to, I've already talked to both of them. There's going to be protest or cases on them. So I think we're going to talk about one of them already, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, when
so,
we, yeah,
yeah, right. Yeah, yeah, that's the one, yeah.
Yeah, so this is just another continuation where it still didn't roll. And I got a couple of appraisal numbers in there I wanted to talk about. But those are the omitted right there, that group of 10. And like I said, six of them are those low-income units.
Yeah, that's going to have to change, I would think.
Yeah, we're going to have to start using that.
They got smart people that are running.
Oh, there's accountants, yeah.
Right, that's what I mean, and they're making us look like fools.
Yeah, they're just taking advantage of the fact that, you know, it takes a long time that somebody has to spend to sit down and go through it, and then they're anticipating you don't have six of them like we do. You know, so they figure you're not going to spend any time on it. You're going to take their numbers and run. Well, we do look at it as long as we can, just enough to kind of come up with, so we understand who's kind of dabbling and who isn't.
Fix your house up, you get penalized for it.
Should be. Should let us go back a couple of years, actually, if they start doing that. But that's just my opinion.
Okay, so basically what we need to do then is omit the omitted, the roll. We just need to approve 3 through 12.
3 through 12.
Okay.
Yeah.
The former year requesting the board's approval for the said parcel. So I will make a motion on your list for the omitted. 3 through 12 for approval.
No, second it.
That's his recommended value?
Your recommended values, okay. Yes.
Yes, sir, ma'am.
Okay. Bill?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Just for my own information, that parcel number 2, we won't be talking about that today even, but...
No.
When will that come up?
That one's going to... Oh, they're not going to come up for a couple years yet. So we got a little bit of time to finish that.
Okay.
What's on here now is an error. I just got to make sure. I got my commercial guys coming in tomorrow, so I wanted to sit down and talk to them and figure out why they only rolled the building permits and not the plan.
Okay.
Because it will end up probably in our next meeting being omitted on that.
All right.
It's like somehow when they worked in the file, they updated all the new bins and stuff, and then my plant dropped off. So that's like $30 million.
Can we go back? 1 or 2 years then, can we? On that, if we...
They were good last year. So, but, if we wouldn't have caught it for like 2 years back or something, then, yeah, we can go back.
Okay, good.
Yeah. What's the statute? 3 years?
I think it's two. I understand. But I may be wrong. I have to look it up again. At one time, there was a three-year period, but I think that changed.
All right. Thank you.
Yep.
Okay, so we got through that, right?
Through B. So. All right. Jeff Curry, assessor, requesting board to approve list of tax roll corrections.
Corrections on that, Marty. We're good.
And then we have to have closed session to discuss some tax equalization review.
Yes.
So we would request that we go into closed
session. I'll make a motion to go into closed session to discuss review for Richard Milling.
And that should be the other side, guys.
Second.
If you flip that table.
Yep.
Should be those first two on there.
Scott.
Yes.
Marty.
Yep.
Bill.
Yes.
Hey, Marty, say again for the record why we're going into closed session.
Okay. We're going into closed session to discuss negotiations on tax equalization and review commission case. For Richardson Milling and Canterbury Village valuation statements.
All right.
Which one do I push, Johnny?
3:30.
Actually, Johnny, I think I'm going to give that one back to you. And I'm going to reprint the back and put in the numbers on the other ones.
So do we get the people back in here before we make the motion come out?
Yeah, Jeff will let them back.
Okay. Yeah.
And we can make it right.
I'll make a motion to come out of closed session.
I second it.
3:31.
Scott Love, Marty Hohenstein to an open session. Bill?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Marty?
Yes.
Yes. Board to approve or deny county attorney to offer settlement negotiations in 2016 case for Richardson Milling Incorporated.
I'll make a motion to approve the offer as discussed in closed session.
Second.
Scott?
Yes.
Marty?
Yes.
Bill?
Yes. Board to approve or deny 2017 valuation for Canterbury Village.
So moved.
Second.
That's stated in the closed session.
No, this one you can say out loud.
3,889,580 is that new value.
Okay, so Bill made a motion, I made a second.
Marty?
Yes.
Bill?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Any mail or emergency business with regard to the Board of Equalization? Any public comment with regard to the Board of Equalization? Then we'll adjourn Board of Equalization meeting.
Okay, it is 3:33, and we are going to come out of recess. We had a meeting prior for the Board of Commissioners over at the College of Simcoe. So we are going to move right into, let me start off the current copy of the open meeting that I just pushed on the west wall near the entrance. And is a view for people who care to follow along. We're going to go into the consent agenda items. The approval of the previous minutes of March 12, 2018, the approval of payroll claims, accounts payable, and the officials report. I've gone through them all, and everything is in order. So, with that said, I need a motion for the consent agenda items.
I'd make a motion to accept the consent agenda.
Okay, I got a motion by Marty and a second by Bill. Will you call roll, please?
Scott?
Yes.
Kevin is absent. Marty?
Yes.
Bill?
Yes.
Okay, we're going to go into new business. Fred Kellogg, we're going to open and award gravel bids.
Thank you.
How many we have there, Fred? We go
four.
Four times.
First one is Tri-County Aggregates.
That's Doug?
I do believe so.
Yes.
Type 1, he has $23 a ton. Type 2, 1-inch screened on down, is $26 a ton.
And that's being delivered to our facility?
Yeah, that is delivered to our yard. And if it is closer, the roads are closer that needs to be done, he will adjust. It says further, it'll be, if it's further from our yard, it'll be more. And if it's closer to his pit than our yard, it'll be a little bit lower. But
so we can negotiate
that is
time.
That is delivered to the yard, yes.
All right. Okay. Yeah.
Second one is S&S Willers. They're out of Pilger. They have the Type 2 when they're bidding on, and they have $12 at the pit, which is in Pilger, and $21.44 delivered. Third one is LG Everett's. Type 1 is $1,535 at the pit. Type 2 is $1,960 at the pit.
Everything's going up, isn't it?
Everything is going up.
Except wages.
That, by the way, that pit is at Sioux City. I think everyone knows that.
They don't price anything being delivered, right? That's just the two.
What's that, Scotty?
They don't price anything being delivered, correct? It's just the two, the type one and type two pickup.
Fourth one is Riverview Sand and Gravel, Newcastle. They have type one. $1,690 at the pit and $2,340 delivered.
No type two?
No type two.
Just one only. Okay, so we got the four, we got the one from Pilger, we got LG Everest, and we got River View Sand and Gravel at Newcastle, and we got Tri-County, Doug Peterson. We got the four bids. I know that normally rule of thumb is to my recollection every year that we just accept all bids and we use the ones that are needed as needed.
Just locks them into a price.
Locks them into a price, and they're just so. So yeah, okay. So this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to make a motion to approve the four bids that we received for gravel this year. Like I said, Pilger, LG, River View, and then Doug Peterson, Tri-County. And I don't think I need to go over the dollar amounts, right?
Nope.
Okay, that's my motion.
Second.
Okay, I got a motion by myself and a second by Bill. Will you call roll, please, Joan, on the gravel bids?
Marty.
Yep.
Bill?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes. Okay, Fred Kellogg, you're still up. You got your road report here. Thank you for opening that, by the way.
March 11th through March 23rd, 208 hours of road maintenance. Garbage pickup, 4 hours. Black topping, 10.5. Gravel, 2,427 tons. 42.5 hours, signs and barricades, road concerns, gravel, S Avenue, South Bluff, Lake Juana, Yuri Drive, Bennett Avenue, Elgin Avenue, 270th, 164th, and O Avenue.
It's that time of the year. We've been lucky.
Muddy time.
Yep, muddy times. Yep. Any questions for Fred? Yeah, I mean, it's the inedible. It's that time of year. The frost is coming out of the ground. We're getting rain. I mean, it's, yeah. Mother Nature can be horrid on the road department. Let's hope it dries up, right?
Yes.
Okay, thank you, Fred.
Thanks, Fred.
Okay, we're going to move into B under miscellaneous. Bob Giese, treasurer, requesting the board's approval in the 2018 tax sale report, which is pretty impressive.
Well, just if I may, Mr. Chairman, I'll just tell you just the short version of how it works. So any taxes that are delinquent from September 1st last year, they only have to be 6 months delinquent. They get advertised in February in the Star, and then the first Monday of March, we have a tax sale. So this year, we had 280 parcels that were advertised in that tax sale. So then we have people that come in, and they're called investors. that can come in and pay these taxes, and the delinquent interest is 14%, and that's why they're doing it. So they come in and pay the taxes on that, and then so a three-year, that starts a clock. If I don't pay my taxes for 3 years, and they pay them
every year
at this sale, and then every subsequent tax, they then have to foreclose or can foreclose at the end of 3 years on the properties. And in the short 7 years I've been here, I've seen about five go to foreclosure. Most times people find out some or figure out some way to pay. So we have 133 of these got bought. And so really, yeah, the 12,000 that's left unpaid are probably just small. They may be $50. They may be whatever they are. People just didn't buy them. And usually in the past, the investors kind of drew the line at $1,000 where they could, if they paid $1,000, they could maybe make some money on it if somebody didn't pay them for a while. But if I come in tomorrow and pay them, they lose. The investor loses. But anyway, so what they get when they pay those is a lien on the property. And so whenever I then do come in and pay, that investor gets that interest on those taxes for whatever time I didn't pay them. So, yeah, just $12,000 left unpaid. That's pretty good. We had 65 investors this year, and we're in and out of there in an hour.
Where's it held at?
We've been in the district court for the last couple of years because the number of investors continues to grow, and for the 14%, that's pretty good.
Okay, so next year, the people that purchased, if they don't pay by next year, okay, and they get their tax statement in the mail, does the investor get a copy of that as well?
No, as the investor, so their obligation, if they bought one at this sale in March,
yep.
So May 1, the next year's taxes are due, half. The investors, the good ones, they have to pay those May 1st. So they're watching, they're calling, they're coming.
Yep, okay, that makes sense. They pay that makes sense, yep, okay.
And then pay subsequent taxes. So, but me, as the home owner or parcel owner, I can come in any time in this 3 years and pay them off.
Right, right.
And so that's kind of how it works. So, but if the investor does not pick up those subsequent taxes, so let's say next year rolls around, they haven't paid any subsequent, that goes, whatever they didn't pay, goes on the sale. So now there can be two investors.
Oh, okay. And he
can't foreclose it.
Yeah, it gets a little dicier there. But
the thing is, okay, now listen, my question is, okay, so let's say, for instance, it's May 30th, okay, and the investor comes in and pays. Mm-hmm. Okay, so the same investor on the piece of property. Mm-hmm. Then you're fine, correct?
Right.
He just pays the penalty or the, whatever interest that the county is.
Well, yeah, he pays what's due.
Right, what's due, okay.
Yeah, the meter's always running.
Yep.
Whether it's...
As long as he pays that before they all go upstairs to the district
before
court.
Before next year's
right.
sale.
Right, okay, that makes sense. All right. That's good. So, I mean, it was a good collection then.
Yeah. So anyway, I'll leave this. You don't have to sign it right now, but I'll just put that. You guys can sign it, and I'll put it.
I think Joan has a copy of it right there.
He's got a signed copy.
Okay.
So.
I'll put it in on my file.
Bob, how come it looks like to me that the amount of taxes sold plus the taxes remaining should add up to be the top amount there that the amount of taxes advertised?
Well,
there's a difference there.
That's a good question. When you get advertised, the first, say, February 5th, they can come in and pay.
Okay, thank you.
So that's
up
yep.
till the day of the sale.
Right.
Yep, yep.
Okay. So that's why there's a difference.
So we get that 14% then?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Great.
Mm-hmm.
There you go, Billy. Okay, thanks, Bob.
You bet.
Okay, so with that said, I guess we need approval for the March 2018 tax report that Bob just presented to us.
So moved to approve the March 2018 tax sale report.
Okay, get a motion by Bill and a second by Marty. Will you call roll, please, Joan, on the sales tax report?
Bill?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Okay, Commissioner Committee reports. Anybody have anything? I know Tony and I had an LEC meeting the 13th of March. Nothing really too exciting happening there. Dakota County Victims Assistance, the replacement of a bilingual advocate. I know she's looking for a person there. Other than that, it was pretty short and sweet. Leonard Gill walked away. He resigned, which I know he's a busy guy. Appreciate the time that he sat on there. And we appointed Jasper back on our reorganization, so Jasper showed up at the meeting and at county at large. But it was pretty simple. And then also today, Bill and I, Joan and Marty, we met with Simco at 1:30 at the for our comprehensive Dakota County comprehensive plan for rural. Is that correct? Is that a fair? So, and I'm going to be honest with you, it's crazy how, you know, people, when they contact businesses and they want to know your information, if it's via phone or via email or via whatever, and just trying to give them the proper data, because it's so important, because, you know, people like that need to know, you know, how many people are employed, you know, salaries, I mean, just everything in general. Because I think their numbers are all over the place. I think that I don't think anything's really. I mean, I know they're doing the best they can with the information that they have, but what I can see is it ain't very accurate yet. Is that a fair statement?
I would agree.
Yep.
So, but anyways, like I said, they're working on it, and it's. I think it's going to go well. We meet again on, is it the 30th?
We decided May 7th.
I'm going to be out of town that day.
Are you?
Yeah. I think I'm going to Phoenix. Just kidding. I'll probably be here. Maybe. I don't know. Who knows? But anyways, anybody else have any committee reports here? Okay. If not, there's probably something else I had, too. I got to throw that out there. I do every... Okay. Other than that, let's move on to mail emergency business. A request from Carl Betts, the local 251 president, to schedule a meeting to begin negotiations for the road department union contract. At time of year, I know we've got the other two unions set up for the 16th. Is that correct?
No, we've got one on the 16th and one on the 23rd.
Okay.
9th and 23rd.
9th?
9th and 23rd, so the month of April you have both meetings.
You want to do,
what do you,
the
what?
Road on the 16th?
We'll do it the same day, and
9th.
9th.
Okay. You want to do it before meeting, is that right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I...
So you...
Because we're at 2 o'clock on the others.
Yeah, so we're going to do 1 o'clock.
We could do a 1 o'clock on...
Okay.
Just we'll get them all started.
On April 9th?
Yeah, that'd be great.
Okay. I'll see if that works. Otherwise, okay. We'll go with 1 o'clock on the 23rd.
Yep.
And see what works for Mr. Betts. Okay.
Okay, we got that squared away, right? We good with that?
One thing along with this, wonder if we shouldn't be talking about our deductibles, or at least before the union contracts are decided, because they'll have to know that information on their health insurance.
Well, that's a problem, because our
I know.
I mean, with our meeting today, the 26th, and then they're going to start talking on the 9th.
They'll never be done that day anyway. But
that's
no.
True. We could talk about it.
Get it on our next
on the
agenda,
ninth agenda.
Maybe.
Okay.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Maybe get somebody here to kind of show us some different options.
Yeah, that's a good point. Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you.
No. Thank you. Okay. All right. Let's. We got that squared away. Let's move on to public comments. Anybody in the public here that has any comments that they'd like to state, talk about? If not,
I submitted two samples with my bid. I'd encourage you guys to take a look at them if
okay.
you're interested.
Yeah, okay.
I cannot meet the type 1 specification. It's a pretty tight spec, but I do have good rock. I can't meet the type 2 spec. So anyway, I labeled my samples, sample 1, sample 2.
Okay.
They are out in Jones' office. I did bring them in with me.
Okay.
I brought the bids. They're on Jones' office.
Okay.
Table there.
Will they?
Thank you very much.
Yeah, appreciate it, Mike. Craig didn't want to throw rocks at no one today. Okay, we are adjourned. Our next regular meeting will be on April 9th, 2018. Thanks, everyone, for coming. Hey, good luck to all you candidates, too. Good luck to all you guys, yeah.
No luck for me.
The other side, John.
You don't need any luck. You got it all.
Right there.
I got it upside down.
See you guys. Thanks for coming.
Have a good week.
Yes. Thank you. You too.